Welcome back to Petco Park. This is Padres Social Hour.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Game 2, Padres and Giants tonight. But before we get back to that game, we have a member, future member of the San Diego Padres, the 13th overall pick in this year's draft, Padres minor league shortstop Trey Turner, joining us here in the Padres Social Lounge. How you
hopefully
doing today, Trey?
Sooner than later.
Oh, well, he's here now.
Right, he's here now. Stay.
In a big league uniform real soon. How you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Good to see you. Trey is down here getting some batting practice with the team, meeting with some of the coaches, managers, and personnel. And it's got to have been a whirlwind summer for you. You're, you know, college baseball, doing great things there. You get drafted, you signed, you start your pro career. Just kind of take us through that progression of going from amateur to pro and everything from signing, the whole process there.
Well, the college season didn't turn out how I'd hoped. Obviously, we wanted to go a little bit farther, but getting a chance to watch the draft with a lot of my friends and family was pretty fun. Cool experience. I always dreamed about that day, but it was kind of weird having that day actually come. And then when the Padres picked me, I was pretty ecstatic. I didn't know what to expect, who I was going to, but after the draft, you have a little bit more clarity, and it's pretty nice coming to an organization like the Padres because they've been awesome. This weekend has been nothing but awesome, and I can't wait to move on and keep going and see what this next season has in store for me.
Hey, before the draft, did you have any idea where you might be picked or who was looking at you harder?
I knew four teams were looking at me. I knew the Mariners, the Blue Jays, and the Mets, and the Padres were looking at me. I didn't necessarily know who I was going to end up with because they can always tell you one thing and something totally different can happen. But I felt like the Padres had the most interest out of those four teams.
And then you signed pretty quickly, obviously. Yep. You were ready to take your pro career and get it started right away, right?
Yeah, I wanted to get out there, get as many at-bats as I could in that first year. I didn't want to wait. And I feel like taking time off would only have hurt me. I wanted to kind of keep in rhythm and have that timing still at the plate and ground ball-wise. So I wanted to get out there as soon as possible.
So quickly that usually the Padres bring their first draft pick in here after the draft, before the signing. But mm-hmm. You signed so quick. You went straight to Eugene. I mean, it was really quick.
Yeah, they when I wanted to start playing, they were on a 10-game road trip, so for the Padres. So just decided to do it now instead of then and get out there and play like I talked about.
You want to skip Eugene and go straight to Fort Wayne?
That would have been nice.
Well, what was the biggest difference between going from amateur ball to pro ball? You did struggle a little bit at Eugene, and we'll get into the good stuff after that. But what was that first initial transition like for you?
It was different playing every single day. Obviously, that's a lot different, whereas college you play maybe 3-4 times a week, have some off days here and there. And pro ball, I think I may have had 3 or 4 off days the whole time I was playing. So that was a big difference. And then pitching, everyone's throwing a lot harder. Everyone throws 95 for the most part. And that was the one big difference that I saw between college and the professional side, is getting used to the velocity and how much the ball moves, and finding an approach to kind of combat that and give myself a chance every single at bat.
You were just beginning to settle in at Eugene before getting to Fort Wayne. What was different, what you were doing between Eugene and Fort Wayne?
Yeah, those last few days I felt a lot more comfortable at the plate. I was trying to see the ball deeper and not trying to go out and get the ball, trying to let it come to me and use the whole field. Once I started using right field, I opened up a lot more holes, and I started bunting a little bit more and seeing the ball better, laying off pitches. And then when I kind of got in a groove, that's when I started to drive the ball and hit some home runs. So I'm trying to take that approach from here on out, just kind of just see the ball deep, use the other side of the field if I have to, and kind of take what the pitcher gives you.
What was the difference in what you were facing at Eugene and what you were facing at Fort Wayne in terms of pitching?
It was about the same. Fort Wayne, the pitchers had more control, and Eugene was a little bit more wild, and pitchers were throwing pretty hard. Off-speed wasn't as good, but they were throwing about the same velocity. It was just more Fort Wayne umpires were a little bit better. The zone was a little bit smaller, and pitchers could put the ball where they wanted to a little bit more. And sometimes it's a little bit easier to hit because you know what to expect.
Right. It's going to be in the zone.
Exactly. And obviously the pitching is probably a little bit better, but it was it was a little bit easier to go up there and have a plan and kind of know what that pitcher wanted to do to you and what you wanted to do to him.
This might sound crazy, but I've talked to a number of professional ball players over the years. Is it easier for you to hit good pitching than bad pitching?
It depends who you ask. I mean, some people say yes. In high school, I felt that way. But now you get up to the upper levels, and everyone's pretty good for the most part. I would say no, because, I mean, good pitching always beats good hitting in a lot of people's minds. But those good pitchers make you lock in a little bit more, make you want to concentrate a little bit more. And so sometimes it can work to your advantage facing those guys.
Because you also know the ball's going to be around the plate.
That too. They have good control, and they're not going to miss unless they want to. So combination of those things.
Talking to Padres minor leaguer, shortstop Trey Turner, around hanging out with the big league staff. But going back to Fort Wayne, you were hitting about 500 for a few weeks there. You ever had that kind of success on that for that extended amount of period of time? I mean, that was really impressive. Yeah. And got people really excited.
Yeah, no, that was probably the first time that I've had that much success over that extended period of time. And I kind of learned a lot of things, how to be consistent, how to approach every single day the same and not try to do too much and just stay within yourself. And learning those things helped me continue that success, and it's a big part of my game now.
A lot of people don't realize that your season's far from being over.
Yep.
You've got the Arizona Instructional League, and then you've got the Arizona Fall League. I mean, you're just getting – you're about the middle of your playing season right now.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, I want to get as many bats as I can. The goal is obviously to play here one day, and the sooner that is, the better for me and hopefully for the Padres too. So I want to get out on the field as soon as I can, and the only way to do that is get experience, get better every day, and I think those Instructional League and the Fall League is going to help me do that.
What's your off-season program like? I mean, what do you want to do? What do you think you have to get done?
I definitely have to get stronger so I can play a 162-game season, 140-game season. I haven't had to do that yet, and that's probably the number one goal, getting stronger but keeping the speed at the same time, because that's a big part of my game. And then also just being consistent, playing against better competition in the Fall Leagues. Probably about a double-A competition, I would guess. I'm not sure.
It's
but
a big jump for a first year. I've got to figure it out that you may be the youngest player in a Fall League. Next year you might be the youngest player in a California League. It's really interesting what the course lies ahead.
Yeah, I want to take that challenge head on and kind of challenge myself because I like to compete against the best. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get here. So this next few months should be a good test, and I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of being here, and for those that don't know, you have a tremendous amount of speed. You've got to be excited when you see this field and how it plays for a player like you with the big gaps and what you could do on the base paths in this ballpark.
Yeah, I noticed. I watched the game last night, and there's a few balls down in the corner, and it's a funky corner over there. You could hit a ball, could hit one way or the other, and you get an extra base or two. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully I get to play here one day and kind of use that to my advantage.
I think everybody's looking forward to that. That's why you're number one.
I hope so.
Coming up, who were some of the maybe big league ball players you kind of modeled your game after, or anybody in the game now that you kind of feel like you're similar to?
I've always respected Derek Jeter. He's the perfect baseball player on and off the field, and puts up great stats, and you never hear about him off the field. So he's definitely one of the guys I've looked up to. When I was younger, I used to watch Ken Griffey Jr. a lot. I was a Marlins fan, pretty close to the Marlins stadium, so I got to see him play a little bit when Cincinnati came down. So those two people were probably my biggest idols, I would say.
Not bad.
You turn out anything like those guys, and you'll make Padre fans very happy. What's it been like being around Buddy and the coaching staff? You know, what have you picked up these really just 2 days that you've been here, even though it's been a short time?
They're awesome people. Everybody here has been amazing. A lot of positive thoughts and attitudes around the clubhouse. The coaches have been very upbeat and very positive, and it's fun to play for people like that when they get to concentrate on the good things and the improvements you can make. And it was fun getting out there, and I know I'm far away, but it's awesome to see people that kind of believe in you a little bit and getting out there and being able to work out with those guys.
So this is sort of a recon trip. So your first day in the clubhouse, Major League Clubhouse, you saw the field. What were your impressions of everything here in San Diego?
Probably the best I've ever seen. The clubhouse is awesome. Everything's first class here, and the stadium is beautiful. And just look around, and you can see how beautiful it really is with the city in the background and how big the stadium is. So everything's been unbelievable. I'm just kind of looking around and soaking it all in.
That's why they brought you here.
Yep.
Really good stuff with Trey Turner. Trey, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Best of luck with Instructional League and Fall League and as you continue your career, and hopefully we'll see you in Petco Park real soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay up to date with your Padres by following FriarWire, the official blog of the San Diego Padres. FriarWire is your source for the latest news, notes, and fun surrounding your Padres. Check it out today at padres.com/FriarWire. Our thanks to Trey Turner for stopping by the Padres Social Hour. More show right after this.
Stay tuned. Padres Social Hour will be right back, live from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.